Episode 1075, Hope for a Healthy Holiday.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It is countdown. It is 5 days till Christmas, and I hope you have checked off your list and checked it twice. But we're not talking about lists today. We're talking about Wellness Wednesday. We are bringing in hope for a healthy holiday. It's going to be fun. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, if you haven't noticed, the holidays are around the corner and your celebrations have probably already begun. There's hope for a healthy holiday. You just have to be ready for one. However, now is not the time to start something brand new. You don't want to keep yourself from being you. Okay, enough with the rhymes and all of that. It was fun writing it. But in all seriousness, we all are striving to be healthier. We want to live not just a longer life, but a more vibrant life. And so maybe you've already been living that healthy lifestyle, like clean eating and exercising, intermittent fasting. Maybe you've even started to apply some supplements to your lifestyle, special diets like keto or a Mediterranean diet. Maybe you've even said, man, I'm going to do my walking every day. And I'm going to throw in some cardio too. Got to keep the heart pumping well. Then guess what? Keep doing what you're already doing because it's working for you. But the twist is this. If you're wanting to change something regarding your health, now is not the time. Oh, you heard me right. N-O-T. Not now. But there's still hope for a healthy holiday. I don't want you to be bummed out because I told you now is not time to be healthy. We've got to be realistic. You want to be able to enjoy your holidays. And when you're all of a sudden trying to say no to everything that you're used to saying yes to, that's not going to make you very happy. You don't want to be the Scrooge on Christmas. So let's look at what that hope for a healthy holiday could look like. It may be just wrapped a little bit differently. Probably with a little more leisure, love, and laughter. You can seek hope. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Seek hope. And where you seek, you will find. You find it in your food, your family, and your fellowship. And you're like, wait a minute, I didn't think we were going to be talking about food and family and fellowship. We're talking about hope for a healthy holiday. And you can find all of the hope that you need in those three. So let's start with the food part. Number one, it's food. Food is pretty important, isn't it? We need it for nourishment. We need to nourish our mind. We need to nourish our body. We need to nourish our spirit. But it's not about the food. The hope is found in the memories we create that surround food. We all think food is what makes the party, but in actuality, it's the memories, the experiences we connect to. For me, I can think of lots of food. I love food. Food just doesn't love me. And food for me during the holidays takes me immediately to chocolate peanut clusters. Oh, it's our go-to for sure. I make them homemade every year and we give them out as gifts and we have them at every celebration. It's somewhat a requirement, just like if you want to marry into the family, you have to be musically inclined some way or another. I don't know, just some of those unwritten rules. I know we laugh about them, but we have these, well, traditions and these special things that make our family unique. And for us, it's peanut clusters. Go figure. Well, the importance of peanut clusters isn't all about the sweet and salty, of which, you know, I really do love. It's all about the heart. You see, both sides of our family our candy makers. On one side, my mom's side, my great-grandfather, so it'd be my children's great-great-grandfather, he came over here from Greece as a candy maker. And that is how he lived his life. That's how he put food on the table. He had a candy store. So you can say that, yes, it runs really, really deep in the genes. And then on my father's side, it was my grandmother, my dad's mom, who would make candies every year. And we would travel around all the time, right? We moved and we weren't ever in one place for too long. And so we didn't get to spend a lot of Christmases with her. But when she sent her presents to us, she always sent two separate tins, at least two. Sometimes there were three or four the older we got because there were more of us and we got bigger, so we ate more. But in these special tins were special candies. And there was always one for my dad. You see, three generations here. My great-great-grandfather for my children on one side, my grandmother on the other side, and my dad. My dad's favorite was peanut clusters, and he loved them. And since losing him, it's just something about bringing it all together. It's not about the peanut clusters themselves, but it's the memories and the experiences created. That's why food becomes really the indulgement for the heart. It's not for the stomach. So you see how food can bring hope to your heart? You can. So you can have food and have a healthy holiday. You just have to look at it a little bit differently. So now that you got food under control and you're not going to indulge too much, but you're going to enjoy some sweet and salty, which is fabulous. Let's look at number two, family. That family brings hope to the unknown. It's a place of acceptance, love, and forgiveness. Family can be blood or close friends. It can be a phone call away or as close as a heart to hug. Let that hope be infused by your family. Even when it's tough, there's always hope. The holidays are challenging, but you don't have to sit there and cower yourself away from feeling happiness. You don't have to sit in a corner and feel alone. Let bygones be bygones. Embrace what you have right in front of you, the family, the close friends that God has given you. I know it's not easy sometimes, and we all have seasons of guilt. We have seasons of just uneasiness. We have seasons where we seem like we're arm's length away from where we really want to be. But when you allow your hope to be infused by your family, there's something inside you that comes alive. So remember, even when it's tough, there's still always hope. And finally, number three, we have fellowship. This is probably one of my favorites because it's the stories from the ones you love and all their traditions. You know, how do you decorate your tree? Maybe you have a special tree. We have two special trees in our home. We have a tree that's just of elegance. It's just one that you look at and you stand kind of in awe of. It reminds me very much of how Jesus came into the world, so simple, into nature, born in a manger, with all the animals. Not a lot of hoopla and whatever, but simple lighting. Well, our tall tree that stands is covered with white lights, the bright stars that filled the sky the night that Jesus was born. And on top of there is our family angel. And that angel is what brought the good news. Well, that's one tree that we have. Another tree that we carry in our family as a tradition is the family tree. And that's where we gather all the ornaments that the children have made or the people have given us. We have some that we've collected over the years from when we first got married. It was something about having that tree, and we didn't want to necessarily intermix them. We wanted them to stand alone. We wanted the stories to be told and be shared. How do you share your traditions? What stories are you going to tell this holiday season? There is hope found in fellowship. Now, I understand. We've already talked about this, but the holidays can be challenging. And I know with the loss of family, I know those who have gone through some major devastations, natural disasters this year. Unfortunately, just a couple days ago, we had the Amtrak go off the tracks. Things in life that are accidents that we can't and don't understand. We ask and wonder why. The fires that are burning in California. The disasters that we've had around the world. The terrorist attacks. We all can get slumped into the mess this world is in. But you see, there's a brighter side. There's a hopeful side. But you have to be willing to look for that in your stories, in your traditions. And yes, the holidays can be challenging, but if you listen, it draws you closer to your own heart. You can have that healthy holiday that you so desire, but it doesn't have to be work. It doesn't have to be you thinking of, this is the program I have to be on, or I have to follow this certain pattern. No, it's about allowing God to fill your heart with His love, with His grace, with His mercy, to fill you up with the season of hope, of which we seek, and which He has given us in the form of a little baby that was born in a manger. There is hope for a healthy holiday. Take a fresh look at your healthy and let your heart shine brighter this season. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.